I wanted the public to know that you're not going to see the school board there, and that's not because they don't care. All of them are they've familiarized themselves with, of course, the rec programs in the city of Seneca they're aware of, as well as the Dream Center options. And they're going to be at state-sponsored training for school board members with school board members from across the state of South Carolina starting on Thursday through Sunday. So they'll be out of town. Just kind of coincidence that it was scheduled that night. But this is a night we want the community, anybody in the city of Seneca in particular that has concerns about what happens with that old facility, it's a chance to become more informed with the Dream Center options, what they their vision for that building would be. So I would encourage people to get out because there are certainly positives on both sides of that. And we met last week about, you know, possibilities of collaboration with that building between the city and the Dream Centers.